T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Amy Trask, she's the chairman of the board of the Big Three. She's also a CBS Sports NFL analyst, former Raiders CEO. Amy, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. It is my great pleasure, and hi.
All right, we're going to put you on the spot early because in honor of the Big Three, we held our own Big Three draft right before you came on, and we were drafting the three Bay Area athletes that you would most like to have dinner with. Okay, so I have three groups of three Bay Area athletes, and I want you to tell us the group that you would choose to have dinner with. And I'm not going to tell you who picked whom. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
One group has Steph Curry, Buster Posey, and Trey Lance. Another group has Klay Thompson, George Kittle, and Brandon Crawford. And the third group has Jimmy Garoppolo, Draymond Green, and Matt Chapman. Who are you having dinner with, Amy?
Well, look, you know me well enough to know I never play by the rules. So what I really want to do is pick one from each group, mix and match, and I would do Steph Curry, George Kittle, and Draymond Green. But if I have to play by the rules, which I never, ever, ever, ever do, that's a tough call, but I'd probably go with the Steph Curry one. But I really think you should let me mix and match.
All right.
Amy, you've always gone by your own rules. And by the way, Amy is now number two all time in contributions to the Dibley family swear jar. I finally surpassed your total.
Wait. Who beat me?
I finally passed you, Amy, with my my career stick-to-itiveness. You had that one glorious Raider game where there might have been a few Raider penalties that led to some contributions. Goo, she famously came over at halftime. I had my kids in the box, and I had talked about the Dibley family swear jar on the radio, and she slapped down a 20 to prepay for the second half, and it barely covered the total.
I like it. Oh, wow.
I did. I just put that money in. I said, I am prepaid. Let's go. And by the way, I do want to note that I don't even remember what the penalties were, but I'm absolutely sure they were unfairly thrown.
Yeah, without a doubt. There was a hold in there, I think, that went against you. Amy, the Big Three, from where it began to where it is now, it's almost more about personalities than it is about basketball. Can you update us on some of the players maybe we'll be watching for in the Big Three draft?
Sure, although, again, I'm not going to play by your rules, and I'm going to say it's both. It's the game, and it's the men involved and the women involved. Of course, two of our head coaches, Lisa Leslie, Nancy Lieberman. Okay, let's start with this. We're going into our fourth year. We had the wind strongly behind our back after three seasons, and like many businesses, we had to shut down for the pandemic. So we shut down, skipped last year, and season four is about to, watch this, men, about to tip off. I understood going into this how big 3-on-3 was in this country. I didn't understand how big 3-on-3 is internationally. So our league, when people saw how ferocious and fiercely our players play, I mean, they are there to ball. And we've gotten inquiries from all around the world, the Middle East, South America, Central America, Asia, to come bring our game abroad. So we'll look at doing that in the future. We've got returning players like Joe Johnson and Nate Robinson. We've got new signings like Nick Young and Jarrett Jack. Tonight we've got 100 in the draft and only 20 will be selected.
Wow. Amy, I found out the draft was today. I'm fired up. But what about not just for myself, the listeners, if I want to tune in to watch this draft live, what are our options?
I thank you for asking me that. You teed that up for me perfectly. We're going to be live on Triller and on Fight TV. You can stream it for free on both of those platforms. I love the fact that we're doing the draft at the Microsoft Lounge in Los Angeles, because now I don't have to do a time zone conversion. It's 5 o'clock California time. Triller, Fight TV, Cube will be there. Clyde Drexler will be there. It's going to be an exciting evening.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Amy Trask joining us. She's the chairman of the board of the Big Three, former Raiders CEO. And I hope you don't mind us kind of switching it up a little on you, talking about what's going on in more than one sport. You know, let me just ask you this as a person who's been involved in a team's front office. And I'm not asking you to get into particulars, but, like, for example, what's going on in Green Bay right now with Aaron Rodgers and that organization? With your experience, in general, what do you do about a situation like that, or is there anything you can do at that point?
Well, let's back up. Of course, the question you pose is, what can they do now, if anything? And I will turn to that. But the reason they are in this spot right now, in my view, is because how poorly things were handled last year. Look, when Alex Smith was on the Chiefs roster, and the Chiefs were preparing to take Patrick Mahomes in the draft, they let Alex Smith know that. They trusted him. They took him into their confidence. They said to Alex, look, we trust that you're not going to let anyone know this. This is our plan. We want to take Mahomes. They treated him the way organizations should treat players. Green Bay didn't give Aaron a heads up. Aaron learned on television that they were drafting Jordan Love. I don't think that's the right way to do things. Look, you know, there were instances in which we were trading players or cutting players, and Al Davis himself picked up the phone and called that player and said, here's what's going on. So I don't think they handled it well. You know, Aaron stated, look, this is a guy, I know, moving aside from the Jordan Love instance, whenever he seems to state this is a guy that's really helpful to the team, the next thing we see Green Bay do is cut or trade that player. So I think they need to work on their communication. I think the four most important words in business are communicate, cooperate, collaborate, and coordinate. And I think that the Packers need to do that with Aaron.
And you look at the Niners situation with Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo, and it seems like they've done that very thing. What do you make of that transition and sort of the bold move for the Niners to go up and try to find the quarterback of the future, even though they've had a guy who's been pretty successful there?
Well, I think you're right. The 49ers, and thank you for raising that, and another organization that did a far better job communicating with an existing player, in that instance, Garoppolo, than did the Packers communicating with Aaron. I've been very forthright. Well, I'm always kind of told I'm forthright to a fault, although I don't think it is such a thing. You know what? I think the world would be a lot better if everyone was forthright. But I've been very direct about this on radio and television appearances in the Bay Area and otherwise. Jimmy's a good player. I'm not in any way suggesting that he's not a good player, but I don't think Jimmy is the quarterback to whom you want to turn and say, we're putting this all on your shoulders. This is on you. Go in and find a way to win this game or win this championship for us the way you would to an Aaron Rodgers or you would to a Patrick Mahomes. So I'm not in any way suggesting Jimmy is a bad quarterback. He's not. But I also don't think he's the guy to whom you want to turn and say, this is all on you. You got to carry the rest of this team. And so I think it was smart for the 49ers to be looking for other options, other alternatives. I think they handled it very well with Jimmy. And I give credit to Jimmy for the way he has responded.
Amy, we all know you're a legend and the imprint that you made on the Raiders and what you've done. And unfortunately, Amy, they're in Las Vegas. The Warriors are in San Francisco. And not too long ago, a couple weeks back, the A's talked about possibly relocating. What do you feel for the city of Oakland? Because I told the guys I hated that it kind of interrupted the season from a fan perspective and the players. But do you feel bad for the city like I do when you just hear that rumor of maybe the last pro team relocating? Who wins when you hear that?
Well, of course I do. I feel for the fans. You know, throughout my career, from the time I started, I had an interaction with Al. where Al said to me, you know, again, from the start of my career, kid, the players are the game. And he's 100% right. Without players, there is no game. But my response to him was always, you're right. Without players, there's no game. But without fans, there is no league. And I always understood from the start how magnificent fans are and how important fans are, and that they should be appreciated and that they should be cherished. So to fans of the Raiders and fans of the Warriors and perhaps the A's who follow their teams to different locations and are thrilled with the relocation, I'm happy for them. But to those tremendous, tremendous fans in the East Bay who are heartbroken by these moves, the Raiders in particular, because it's one thing to drive across the San Francisco Bridge. It's another thing to have to fly somewhere. So to fans who are heartbroken, my heart goes out to them. There is no league without fans.
Amy, thank you so much for joining us and taking a couple minutes to have some fun with us today. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. We will just keep this between us. It's not like we're on air or anything. You guys are among my favorites.
Thank you very much. Oh. Thank you. And I assume by you guys, you mean Dan Dibley. But that's all right.
No, I mean all of you. But there is a special
thank
place
you, Amy.
In my heart for Dibs. There's a special place in my heart for Dibs.
Cool. Cool. Well, that makes one of you. Have a good, have a great day, Amy. And we'll talk to you soon. All right.
Good. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.